Yes, and I think that's where biomedical engineering can serve a very good purpose. You would have to do enough engineering analysis of the body so that you put these on some kind of physical basis. After all, take a blood flow, blood problem. People have been analyzing flows and elastic systems and so forth, and there's a lot of engineering knowledge that could be applied to this problem if somebody wants to apply it.
Yeah.
And then you can understand better what the measurements mean and what measurements you might want to get that would help you find defects in the system. See, right now, I think right now people are beginning to do this, but the history was that certain measurements were convenient to make, and then they try to interpret things from those measurements.
Yeah.
And when new instruments came along, while they might be accepted or they might not, a very interesting history was ballistocardiographs. If you lie on a table, let's say a rigid table, and you put a bar across your legs, and let's say put an accelerometer, something measures acceleration, across your legs, your body shakes when the heart beats, and so you get this acceleration measurement. And actually, I guess in the 60s, this got to be very popular in cardiology groups and places in the hospital, because they got this waveform, and they analyzed it the way they did electrocardiograms. You know, I have this QRS, and so they gave it different letters, but I have this waveform, and if this little peak comes up, then, gee, this is wrong. And they had a whole diagnostic system. You could get a whole book on ballistocardiography. I used to have one here somewhere. Anyway, this looked interesting, but again, it was very empirical. I've examined 27 patients, and all the ones with this have this little peak in it. And then someone did an engineering analysis, and they discovered that 90% of the waveform was due to the fact that the heart is a mass hanging on ligatures, and the system, when it's a spring and mass system, and with some anomalies, but the most 90% of the waveform was just due to the spring and mass, and all these other things weren't even second order effects, they were like 10th order effects, and they could obviously be affected a lot by noise, or affected by how rigid the table you were on, or they were, I know for a while they were floating people on mercury, and then the thing fell into disfavor, because it was clear that the things they were pointing out as being so major were really not things that were major if there were a little imperfection in the heart, weight even, you'd get a different waveform. And that they realized then that this whole field that had developed, ballistocardiography, was really not legitimate in that sense. So that's a good example of why you really have to analyze this and see what is causing these waveforms and the peculiarities in these waveforms, and really know analytically that this is what leads to this. And if this is defective, it will indeed make for a problem in the waveform. And not just say, I've got a waveform. See, electrocardiography started the other way. It's a very old field. People got waveforms, and they all looked sort of similar. And they gave letters to everything, and then they said, well, if this thing is inverted or if this thing is bigger, there's a defect. And if this is a standard electrocardiography book gives you hundreds of things from waveforms that you use in diagnosis. But it took quite a number of years before people recognized that, first of all, a lot of this depended on where on the body you put the electrodes. And as you know, there was a very big shift about 20 years ago. They used to put electrodes on the arms and legs, around the ankles and around the wrists. And that was the standard thing. And one of them was used as a ground, one of the leg ones, and the other three were the active ones. And those were the waveforms you studied. Someone then looked into this whole problem much more from an electrical sources in a cylinder, let's say. And first of all, pointed out that if you really want to study the heart, you'd be better off putting the electrodes all around the chest and back, right around where the heart is, rather than these funny extremities that come out, because that gives you a funny electrical problem. And they discovered that by doing that, and as you know now, if they take a full-body electrocardiogram, they do it that way.
Yeah.
You'll get more information. They also discovered that a lot of the ones you get on the wrists, the most useful thing you get out of the wrists and so forth on most people is just the rate. And it is important to know the rate goes up and down. But the little waveforms, that's a poor place to measure. Mm. But it wasn't until someone analyzed this problem that they realized the other was a poor place to measure, and you may as well measure in a good place to measure, and you get more information.